RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on RadioMD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Oh boy, do we have excitement today. I have with me Heidi Houston. Oh my goodness, is the executive producer of Hot Flash Havoc, which is a film that is narrated by Goldie Hawn. I'm actually in it, and so is Michelle King Robeson. Oh boy, and this is such a awesome film, and it's going to be coming out soon on PBS. We'll be hearing more about that. And Heidi, welcome to Her Radio. We're going to be talking about the film as well as, well, the relationship between estrogen and your heart. So welcome on board.
Thank you so much, Pam. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, tell us about the film first.
Well, for those of you who haven't heard about the film, it's a film on what you need to know from the ages of 35 until you die. It's about staying vertical, alert, and sexual, and understanding how perimenopause to menopause to postmenopause affects our lives as women and how important it is to us to understand what these changes are so that we age well.
Oh, I love it. And the website for everyone, and is a really cool website, is Hot Flash Havoc, HAVOC.com. And in the film, I was actually talking about lifestyle choices, nutrition, physical activity, stress reduction, and how that really impacts upon all of these very important hormonal transitions. Michelle talked about her own personal experience with having an early menopause due to her surgery. And so there were so many components here. And today we were going to talk a little bit about where estrogen and the heart fit into this. And because we definitely dealt with this, not just in the in this wonderful film, but also in special DVDs that are going to be accompanying the film when it opens up and is launched nationally on PBS. So, estrogen in the heart.
Right. Let's talk about first about, I guess in general, about the difference between men and women on heart disease and what women need to know that's going to be important to them about prevention in general, and then we'll talk about how estrogen plays into that. I think that some of the most important things are is that one out of two women will die of heart disease. Now, that's an enormous number. Women don't think about that way. They think about cancer. I'm going to die of breast cancer. But only one out of 25 women will die of any kind of cancer, not just breast cancer, any kind of cancer across the board. So the difference between heart disease, which probably doesn't come across as the sexier problem because women are more afraid of, you know, maybe having a breast removed or something like that. They might think more of them die of breast cancer, but we die much, much more of heart disease. And there's some basic things we all need to know. Like heart disease kind of becomes a more prevalent disease to us the minute we're kind of over 55. The other thing that's important for women to notice, if either parent has had a stroke or a heart attack before 55, then they really need to watch their own health for 10 years before 55, if 10 years after 55. If their parent died at 50, they should be watching it from 40 till 60. Smoking increases heart risk four times. So if you smoke, stop smoking. If you have diabetes, you have four times the risk for heart disease. And so in general, we have to make sure, from your point of view, Pam, like women stay healthy, they stay fit, and they eat well. So, and don't smoke, and try to stay as healthy as you can. Those all help us in general.
Now, when you made the film, and again, the name of the film is Hot Flash Havoc, What really prompted you to make this film? What was going on at the time? Because you were dealing with this issue of estrogen and heart disease, women and heart disease, as a kernel issue, but so many other layers to the hormonal transitions that take place
right.
as a woman goes into perimenopause. What happened?
Well, what happened was we made the film because of me, actually, because I was going through a transition, not understanding that a doctor had put me into what's called an early menopause. And my symptoms weren't the normal menopausal symptoms. They were heart palpitations at night. I was having joint pain. I was having headaches. I was having depression, some mood swings. But I wasn't having hot flashes. And I wasn't having some of the normal problems you'd have when you first think of menopause. So over a period of about 3 years, I kept trying to find answers, and everybody wanted to give me a pill. And I just kind of refused to do it until I finally heard this doctor from Arizona speak. Her name was Dr. Lee Belit. And she started talking about why doctors don't know what's going on, why women don't know what's going on. And after I listened to her, and I actually went down to visit her, and for 3 years I'd been a complete mess, that within 2 weeks of seeing this doctor and getting some fixes made, I no longer had heart palpitations. I no longer had joint pain. The hot flashes that had just begun were gone. My moods were back. I felt like I was the person that was 7 or 8 years ago. And I thought, well, how in the world is that woman out there going to find out the information about what happens to them during menopause or before menopause so that they can live well? And really, really take care of their lives and do a lot more prevention as they age up front, become more of our own healthcare advocate. So that's why I made the movie.
I love it. And it was just such a pleasure filming with you and then meeting all of the other, as it were, cast members, the other experts and people who chimed in on this, because there are multiple layers here. And I think that there's a lot of misinformation, information gaps, and what I also love about this film Hot Flash Havoc is that it's fun, entertaining, engaging, you know, because seriously, as a health educator myself, as we educate, it could be lethally boring, you know. It's like, oh my gosh,
it can,
you know,
be, but this,
just kill me film, now,
you know? Yeah, the film is fun, and we do cover a lot of subjects. We cover everything from bones to heart to sex. And, you know, we go on into symptoms and mood and depression and hysterectomies. We cover a lot of subjects. But, you know, in getting back a little bit to heart, the heart and estrogen, the one thing that I think women should take away from this day, because I know we don't have hours to talk about this, but as we age and our estrogen's lower, that's when our heart problems can get higher. So our estrogen actually helps with a lot of different things that can help do prevention for us in the future. One of the things it helps with is having, when you have estrogen, you have good muscle tone. That includes the muscle of your heart. And people don't think about muscle tone with their heart being having good muscle, but as we lose our estrogen and things go away, we have arrhythmic things happen. So as the estrogen disappears, you might be lying in bed at night and you'll feel your heart just have these palpitations. You think you're having a heart attack. You think there's something else going on. And in most cases, you can go see your OBGYN and or your heart doctor and find out maybe it's low estrogen that's causing this. And so that's...
And then basically get the full assessment, have someone
right.
really do more of a stem to stern, and basically help you out. I want to make sure everyone out there knows that we are talking to Heidi Houston. Heidi is the executive producer and co-producer of Hot Flash Havoc, a film of menopausal proportions. And this will be soon airing on PBS to over 75 million households and more, and counting, as we say in the business. Please go to her website, hotflashhavoc.com, and learn more. Thank you, Heidi, for being on her radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. If you got a question, email ask her@radiomd.com. Stay well.